It's time for the Giz Whiz with man's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2064, recorded Thursday, October 30th, 2025. It's following me! On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has some gadgets from Pepcon's Holiday Spectacular. I have a few last gadgets, the last of my Halloween gadgets, and the last of my crappy automobile gadgets, all next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Diggity D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is. The spookiest host, Dick DiBartolo. Ooh, it's Halloween tomorrow. We don't look that spooky, but. Yeah, Dickie D, how you doing? How's it been this last week?
I'm doing good. Today was Dennis's birthday, so his sister came down from Boston, and we took in a lunch. Tremendous rain here in the city.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Fortunately, it stopped just in time. They are going off to an opera.
Oh, wow, fun.
Yeah, I know. Someone said, are you an opera fan? And I said, I love opera except the singing part. So
you love the theater.
Yeah, I love the theater.
And you know, some of the snacks.
I don't know why that happened.
And yeah.
So they're off doing that. And
amazing.
And what's happening there with you?
Oh, not much. First off, happy birthday to Dennis. I'm hopefully he's having a fantastic birthday. That's
he
great.
He is.
Not much new with me. I am getting ready to leave to head to Austin for my grandmother's celebration of life over the weekend. So looking forward to that, seeing my family and, remembering my grandmother fondly. So that'll be
That's good.
That'll be a fun weekend. And I wanted to bring up something. Last week we had discussed some of the humanoid robots that are, Optimus is one from Tesla, and there's one, I forget if it's called Fabric or Figment or something, but there's another company. Well, there was a big announcement, actually, right kind of after our show, within the week of our show, of a company that is doing first humanoid robot that you can actually buy and get into your house. Now, the prices, I can't remember the exact prices, but off the top of my head, it's like $20,000 for the unit. Or you can do $500 a month to get the robot in your house. There is a catch, and it's a big catch. And Joanna Stern.
The robot is a shoplifter.
No. It might be worse. It goes directly to the heart of where our conversation was, which is, would you trust the AI in your home? You know, would you really trust that? You know, is it going to shop? You know, all of this, all of that, the real heart of the situation. Now, Joanna Stern from the Wall Street Journal got a hands-on with this, and
I watched that video.
You watched it?
Yeah, no, I want, yes, show some
of
that.
Oh my God, okay, so here's the twist, and the twist comes within the first 60 seconds of her video. So I'm just gonna play her video.
The first humanoid robot housekeeper.
Thank you, Neo.
For $20,000, you can pre-order One X's Neo robot now, with delivery in 2026.
I think you missed a tiny spot over here.
Just one little catch. There may be a human behind the curtain, pulling the robot strings.
If I throw up, will the robot throw up?
Yeah, exactly. So at the moment, during the entire video, there is never really a moment that AI has taken over the robot. The entire time, there's a human behind the robot doing these tasks. And the object, and the company's being pretty transparent about it and saying, one of the things is that doing this with humans behind the wheel is going to train the AI in order to do it autonomously.
Oh, I see.
So we need
now,
the
now
kind
the of... human is miles and miles. The human is at the factory, right?
So, yeah, the human's somewhere away, exactly, and is doing the tasks to get the robot to do them. But then that's like almost worse. Like, you're spending $500. Like, let's say you choose the cheaper at month cost, you know, $500 a month. And you know that there is some human behind the driver's seat, just like Joanna Stern is here, trying to do go down a to-do list that I guess you've given it, say, do the dishes, you know, pick up after me, load the dish, you know, like all these things. I would hate that. I don't want a human in VR glasses stumbling around my house.
No.
Another example, so this is getting a lot of play online, is here is an example of the robot trying to do an everyday task that you would hope that it could do, loading the dishwasher. So I just want to just play a little bit of this.
Well, me with my back, it's about the same speed.
And that took 5 minutes. The Neo I saw isn't the one shipping in 2026.
Yeah, so like, I couldn't imagine paying money to have someone. That's the other thing, is that really the proposition from the company is you pay for this service and you get the robot, but really the robot is kind of in training mode the whole time. You're kind of paying the company for access to your home to train in your home. It seems like the company should be paying you. Like, that doesn't any sense.
Well, also, the robot's going to watch you undress and take a shower and... You know that someone is actually watching you do all that?
Yes. Scooter X in the chat is saying MKBHD made a video that's worth watching as well. I haven't watched his video. I did see that he posted another video, and I'm sure he has his own opinions. But yeah, like, it's so funny because we were just talking about it last week, and I was like, yeah, maybe I'd let an AI roam around with some, like, I'm hoping that it does a lot of the processing on device. There's just no possible way I would allow a humanoid robot into my home that has the ability and is designed to connect to a human remotely. And also, it was not dexterous. It's gonna drop dishes. It's gonna knock things over. I have animals in the house. Like, there's no possible, unless I lived in a sterile environment where a robot could, like, I can't imagine the loft, perfectly spotless loft I would have to invite a person with AR goggles on into my house. Like, it just doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
Anyway, that was, I just wanted to mention
that. Oh, so you're not getting one. All
right. Yeah, definitely not. I'm definitely not getting one at this point.
I would just hire a peeping Tom, who's
$500
probably
a month.
Looking in your, probably for $5 an hour. He's looking in your window. Just say, listen, I'm not going to call the cops. You can peek, but can you do the dishes in the meantime?
$500 of real hard cash gets you pretty far also in the world. If you just want to hire a maid to come, you know, once every 2 weeks for $250 a session, I mean, you're set. Like, that's I don't think that robot can change the sheets. I don't think it's possible.
No, she showed it's folding a blouse. And that took like 3 minutes, and sort of one of the sleeves was sort of still on the bed.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what did you get up to? You went to PepCom this week.
Oh, PepCom Holiday Spectacular. Actually, it was very good. One of the things I saw, and I said to the woman, I know about this, I'm not going to do a video, but what's the newest version of Remarkable? So you can explain what Remarkable is, because you did a video for the show.
I did.
But you bought one that you still love it?
I do. So I have one of the, I think I have the Remarkable 2, and they have some Remarkables now. And what it is, sorry, let me explain the product. It's an e-ink tablet that you get a pen and you can write on it. And you, you know, it writes, it looks just like paper because it's e-ink. It's not, you know, it doesn't really have a backlight because it's just e-ink. And the one that I have just is black and white and like a little bit of grayscale, you know, and they have a few color tablets now. And I still really like mine. I really like it for reading. I love that I can load up my own PDFs on it and kind of look at anything. And I like it for taking notes, to-do lists, and things like that. And it's really thin and really nice. It's expensive. And I'm glad I got it when I did, when I had some disposable income. I wouldn't be able to get it now. I wouldn't buy it now. But I really like it. Yeah, I still really, really enjoy my Remarkable.
Yeah, because they were talking about the spokesperson said, our newest model is a 7-inch tablet. And I said, and what does that cost? And he said, well, it starts at $450.
Yeah. 7 inches is a really cool form factor. It's tiny.
Yes. Yes.
Itty bitty. I mean, it really is all about the, like, oh gosh, I really like handwriting instead of typing mostly.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then this is, yeah, I can, okay. All right.
And so if you are someone who is taking notes all the time, you know, that's just like kind of your job. Oh my gosh. I mean, absolutely amazing.
It sounds like someone might buy another.
Seriously. I mean, if I had the income, I think I would. I like that it looks like it does a few colors as well, which is interesting. I really want the e-ink screen technology to just continue to increase. I wish that it was cheaper, more affordable, and kind of everywhere, but it is still so niche.
Yes.
Oh, wait, what? Does it have a backlight? It does. Brightness, yeah. Interesting. Reading light. That's cool.
Oh, okay.
Mine doesn't have that. Yeah. Oh, they have a new design for their tip thing. But yeah. Very cool. Very, very cool. I like it. But yeah, expensive. An expensive product. And, it's not really good at consuming things. You know, it's really kind of good at only one thing. It's not like, you know, even the iPod Touch. You know, you can watch movies, you can listen to the music, you can take notes, you can take photos. It really just does one thing. It's an electronic notebook that does it really, really well. And that's kind of it. So there you go.
All right. Well, then I found, they always say save the best to last. I found two really unique gadgets, and this is first one is this.
Ooh.
It's going to do this at the what the heck is it? But I think the sign kind of gave it away. But this is it. This is Hava Air. And where's your badge? Your name?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just took it off. You have to guess it. You have to guess my name.
Janet.
Ooh, close. No, not at all. It's Anita.
Anita, okay. So,
and this is Hover Air.
What are we looking at here?
Okay, so this is actually the world's first 8K self-flying camera.
8K?
8K, and it completely flies on its own. So you don't need to manually control it. You don't need to do any of the heavy lifting. It is completely autonomous.
It
does all the work for you.
I need that, because I have crashed foolproof robots into walls. Okay. Can you show us how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want me to fly or do you want you to fly?
No, you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to run in fear.
Okay, so essentially you unfold it, open it. There's a bunch of different preset flight modes. If you want dolly track, bird's eye, spiral. To show in here, I'll just do a follow mode. Essentially, you just bring it up to your eye height. You give it a little wink. Just kidding. You don't do a little wink.
Okay.
You have to wait till it turns red.
Now it's going to register me. So it's doing a quick scan. Now it's locked on me.
Okay.
So now I can go here, and it's keep following me. And then it's going to keep following me even if I go down, if I go here. So essentially, it's going to follow me no matter what activity I'm doing.
How do you tell it you're done?
You put your hand underneath, and then it goes right into your hand.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's the most intuitive, easy, foolproof drone that's currently on the market.
Is there a way to see what we just did?
We could connect to my phone, or you could also connect it. So this is what we call the beacon and joystick. It flies completely on its own, but if you wanted to manually fly, you could put your phone in here and control it this way, or you could do a cool one-handed control like this and have a live preview.
Okay. That's cool.
Or you could also just take the beacon with you and then manually control this way and have a preview of what you're seeing here.
Okay.
So lots of different options.
Can we see that video?
I can connect you to my phone.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, what does this retail for?
So we've got a couple different models out here.
Okay.
It retails everything from 300 to 700.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So depending on the resolution and the speed that you want.
Okay. At 300, what's the resolution?
1080.
1080. That's yeah. Fine. Okay. For
and
most
then,
people.
So the $500 and the $700 unit also can fly faster as well.
Okay.
So if you're doing high action activities like biking or skiing, you want to have something that can it's a bit more power to it.
Okay.
So let's see if I will connect it to my phone. You just go to X1 app, X1. So in here, and then you can look, there's you. So this is a low res preview, but I could download it and then we can look at the high res.
So that's when she walked away from us.
I mean, that's pretty incredible. Can you imagine doing a tech show where you just bring a drone instead of a camera operator?
No, so there's no sound, right?
You can.
We don't need sound, but if you want, there's sound in it. That was just amazing. All models are out now?
All models except for the Aqua, which is the world's first waterproof camera.
You're a waterproof model.
Because this is Aqua. This is the world's first waterproof camera. And we wanted to create a camera that can work for different activities. We wanted to create a drone that essentially can work for anything that's life on water, whether you're a kite surfer, a jet skier. We wanted to capture some lake life moments. It's really the most...
And what is that going to retail for?
We actually haven't announced the pricing yet. It hasn't officially launched.
We just
finished our crowdfunding campaign.
Okay. Yeah. This is amazing stuff. Yeah. I can't wait for it to follow me home.
That's really funny. That is quite impressive, actually. I was really impressed with the tracking. I was impressed with that it was able to do that indoors. It didn't seem that loud, even.
No, it wasn't. I mean, no one like turned around and looked and said, "What is that flying room?" Oh yeah, it's on Time Magazine's Best Gadgets of 2025. Not quite sure why they show it in water because
I know it's not going to record in water. I guess it's just that it can accidentally fall into water.
Yes, and like if you're on a surfboard and you want it to follow you, or on a Sea-Doo, it can get wet.
Or just bringing it to the ocean. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, I went on their website, actually on Pepcom's website, where they have the press releases, and it seems that the it's called Hava Air Aqua. Is already on, not Kickstarter, but another program, starting at $999.
Oh, interesting.
So I might have put a link into where it's at. I'm not sure if I...
Yeah, I don't see it on their page anymore.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't seem like they are.
Okay.
Indiegogo. Indiegogo. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty impressive.
I've seen these, you know, through the ages, you know, through the time, and most of them haven't been given, they don't really give you a lot of confidence. And these newer models, I have been more and more impressed, you know, starting about maybe 2 years ago, I started seeing some really impressive tracking. And yeah, this seems like all of that built in. And to be able to go, you know, fast enough to follow you on a bike, to be able to work indoors and close quarters. And then the price points weren't that bad either, you know? So
no, the 1080p thing at $300 is pretty amazing.
I agree. Pretty cool.
Ava Air is the name of that.
Well, I took over for the last of my Halloween gadgets. Ooh. So I took a look at some gadgets that I got online. So here they are.
Hokey dokey, we are back with another Chad Extra for the spooky time and the spooky season. So today I'm taking a look at this. It is one of these flame lights. We've looked at a few different types. And this one has this really cool base. It does plug in, and it comes with a chain. But I didn't just buy one of them. I actually bought four of them, and what? I went ahead and already unboxed them. Here you are. You can see the price was pretty good, only coming in
holy at $15.
Cow. So that's what, three something a piece. I can't do math on the fly. Here they are, all out of the box. Each one of them has these feet that cannot be removed. Wow, that plastic does feel cheap. It really does. And then they have this fabric on the top, which is the flame. There's a fan that generates some air and a little bulb on the top. They each have a cord that just plugs in to the wall, and there's no battery option at all.
About 6 feet.
They also have these little hooks on the top, and they come with chain, which each is like three little chains that will attach, and it'll be, you know, about this long. Now, the chains are interesting because obviously it was a four-pack. It feels like two of them came with bagged chains. One of them, the chain and bag, there was no bag. It was just a chain loose. And one of the chains is like rusting, which is like, these should all be pretty consistent when you're getting a four pack. Anyway, that was a little strange. Okay, so here they all are. I already unboxed them, plugged them all in. Let's see what they look like turned on. Whoa! Now, I will say that you can make them look a little bit better. And they're not too loud, by the way, in my opinion. You can make them look better if you go in here and like move the cloth around. Because when they like go through storage, they're all kind of a little drooped in. Like some of them are wrapped around each other in funky ways. So you can make the flame look a little better if you go in here and kind of mess with it. So there we go. Now the flames are all going. Let's turn off our studio lights to get a better look at the spookiness. So each one doesn't really produce a ton of light. With all four of them here, there's definitely a nice orange glow coming off of them. But honestly, that's a pretty good effect, especially like looking at them at like one individually. I like it. I think that and the fact that they're just wall powered means that they'll never go out. This is like the perfect addition to like a porch on a house. To add a ton of atmosphere, and so I like that it's a four-pack, so you could really kind of stretch that around. Here we go. This little one on its own. Ooh. A little bit of flame. Pretty cool. Okay, let's get the studio lights back on. So, for only $15, you can get this four-pack of artificial flames that won't burn anybody and won't set your apartment on fire. Spooky.
I think that's pretty neat.
There they are. So I got one here.
I think they're great. In. Like in a window, or someone in chat said along a porch railing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's great.
Exactly.
I think it's great.
Exactly. I really like the price. It says on Amazon that they are 70% off. So I hope that that stays and that they're not $50 later. that would be silly, but there you go.
I have to tell you a funny story about an early model of this at CES.
Yeah.
It was hanging up, and it was $30 for one. And I said to the guy, listen, I'm doing a spot for ABC News, and I'm doing a lot of techie things. I said, it would be very funny to end the spot if under the table I reach in and I get one of these. And I say, not everything at CES was techie. This is only $30, and it looks like a real flame. And the guy said, let me tell you what I'll do for you. You buy it for $30. Then you tell me when it's going to be on the air. If you do a good job and you mention the name of my company properly, I'll refund your $30. What do you think of that? I said, I think I'm going to go away and laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Is that the most bizarre? If you show it and do a good job, you can have your $30.
Yeah, you can go through the hassle of getting your money back. What a weird that guy.
Salesmanship, right.
Some people just don't get it. They just don't get it. That is like, right. I just want to be like, sir, you have the wrong values somewhere. Something is not like... Like, you're really nervous about this $30 when, like, strange. Strange. Very strange. Okay, back to you.
We go back to PepCom, and here's something else I did not know about, and the lady who invented it is the one I'm talking to.
I'm looking up, and I see a sign that says Invisiware. And we have to find out what it is.
Hi, how are you? I am. My name is Raja. I'm the founder, and I'm so lucky to be talking to you today. Well, I was almost a missing persons report. I was almost abducted when I was in college.
Oh, my God. So tell me what you invented here.
I invented these discrete safety devices that have a button hidden on the back. If you click this button two times, it will immediately alert your friends, family, and optionally the police to let them know you're in an emergency situation and need help.
So it's contacting them by their cell phones?
Yeah, so it works with a free app that you download on your smartphone. Basically, you can create a personal profile with all of your information, your photo, and then you can select 5 emergency contacts. If you double-click that button, our partners at ADT, the most respected name in home security, will immediately text the 5 people that you pre-selected, letting them know you're in an emergency situation. They'll send them a link to your live location, and they can also optionally contact 911. Not only that, but our app gives you 24/7 access to a virtual bodyguard who can walk you back to your car anytime you feel uncomfortable or unsafe.
Oh, so there'll be a real person on your phone, and they'll walk you to where you have to go.
Exactly. Yes. So if you're leaving here, Dick, and someone's making you uncomfortable in the streets of New York, you can click that button, and ADT, the agent, will be able to see everything going on. They're highly trained to intervene. They'll be like, leave her alone. We're notifying authorities right now. Back away.
Okay. And these are the various forms it's available in?
Yeah. So it's available in necklaces, bracelets, keychains, fitness bands. We even have them in hair
scrunchies. And tell me the price range.
It's anywhere between $100 to $250, but we have incredible specials for Black Friday and Cyber Monday where they're as low as $50.
Okay.
Is there a service? I'm sorry.
And then there is
a monthly charge? And the monthly charge is super affordable. It's only $14.99. It gives you 24/7 access to a professional trained safety agent who will stay with you on the phone anytime you feel uncomfortable and can walk with you to your car anytime as well.
This is great.
Thank you.
I feel unthreatened now.
How much is the one
I liked the guy in the background who could not wait.
You know what? That happened
for your interview
times.
To be over. Like, what on earth?
Yes. And another time, It happened where I just said, you know, we'll finish this another time. The lady would not stop asking him questions. Dennis is standing there holding a camera on me.
Ridiculous. Anyway. I really like the gadget. I think that adding, you know, a safety feature into jewelry or any, you know, a concealed safety device, and then to be able to conceal it in something that you'll wear, that you'll put on, that you'll actually take with you, that will be close to you, I think is really a smart, smart gadget.
I thought the fact that ADT is involved in it gives it some credibility, because I'm sure that they investigated this before they decided to be a partner with
them. Yeah, their big logo, you know, their logo there is pretty prevalent. I agree. Because honestly, on its surface, the gadget is pretty simple. I mean, you can, it's basically one of those Shutter Bluetooth buttons, but connects to an app and then can and tell all your friends.
Yes.
And so, you know, really it's the app platform, which seems like it's pretty solid. It seemed like, you know, in the demo that she was showing, it seemed like it wasn't going to be a buggy mess. Then also having things like a live agent there to do a video call so they can watch what's happening. You know, that's,
I kind of like that too, because you could do it at 2 or 3 in the morning where you would be loath to call a friend and say, can you stay on the phone so I can be talking to you while I go? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Any friend would tell you, call me at 2 a.m. But also, you don't want to be the guy that wakes up your friend to be like, I'm a little nervous right now. You know, that's a really great feature.
Yes.
I completely agree. They checked all the boxes that I felt like needed to be checked for that type of device, and so I'm pretty impressed. I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, VisaWare is their website in the show notes.
Very cool. With that, it is time to get a bit crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. You know, I had a realization right before we started the show that I think you may have done this gadget as a what the heck is it?
Okay.
Does this look familiar?
Let me see. No.
Yeah, go to the product shot. Where is that? Oh my gosh. I haven't adjusted this shot in a little while. Apparently my desk keeps moving. There we go.
No, it does not.
Okie dokie. Well, I recorded a video of me showing it off, so let's take a look. We are back with the last of our automobile gadgets, and I thought that I should take a look at an emergency safety gadget as the last gadget, and this is one that I've seen variations on an awful lot. This is a 2-in-1 gadget. One of the parts of that is that it can cut your safety belt if you are restrained. And then the other is to break the glass of your vehicle. And you may be thinking, why would you want to break the glass? Well, there's many situations, safety situations in a car where you might be trapped in water and you might need to cut the restraints, break the glass, your door won't be able to open, you've been in an accident where things are pinned. This type of safety device is what that's meant for. So the device has a cutting blade and then this pin that will fire and into glass, and it should shatter even the really tough automobile glass and be able to get you out of that. So in order to test this, I didn't want to break glass, so sorry, that one was out, and I didn't want to cut my own, you know, safety restraints in the car. So I decided to buy this, which is a whole bunch of seatbelt material. So if we take a look at it, this sort of like nylon stuff is what you find in a seatbelt. This is a ton of it. I don't need this much, but it will allow me to demonstrate at least a little bit of this gadget.
It comes with a zip tie and a keychain in the bag, and the instructions are helpful on a few places that you may want to just put this instead of a keychain. And one of them is the mirror of your car, so that if you're ever in an accident, it's always right there on your rearview mirror. This little hanging clip on the gadget is actually where you would clip that in. And in the emergency, you would pull. It's quite difficult. I'm actually going to use the zip tie that they provided in order to give myself a little bit of leverage here on this pull. There we go.
And that clip is hiding the...
There you go.
Nice.
Oh, the blade.
Okay. And then you would use this blade to cut your safety harness. So I'm just going to kind of... That goes in and rolls away. That's like 6 yards of safety harness. So there it goes. So I'm just going to kind of act like, you know, this is on me in some fashion like this. I'm just using my foot to keep the other side down. And so I would.
Wow.
That was actually a lot easier than I expected. I kind of thought that that would be a little bit tougher. Okay, here we go. We'll give it another try. Sorry, my foot is not the best safety restraint here. There we go. We'll try this again, and I'm just kind of grabbing this, putting the blade right in there, and then pulling down, and pretty easy to do. Wow. So that worked.
Boy, that's why
you can
they
see
have
there's
that
a little
blade
bit of fuzz
cover.
Inside of the blade. Obviously, you don't want to do this over and over and over and over and over again, but... that is definitely a pretty sharp blade there for you. Okay, in order to test the window part, honestly, I'm going to just take this part of the instructions and just kind of press this into it. There you go. So it made a little dent there in my table and in the instructions. And that hardened little dent there would actually be enough to break through that really, really tough automobile glass. Which is what you want in this situation. So here it is on Amazon. It's only $10. This is a kind of an interesting name.
I realize now.
Rescue Me.
It's a Rescue Me. It makes much more sense. Rescue Me.
It's funny, but that is on the packaging as well. This is the entire packaging from Amazon. So there you go. A little safety automobile gadget. Back to you guys.
You know, I think we did something similar, but I did not recognize it. But that's, I like that a lot.
Yeah. And it wasn't too expensive, coming in at only 10 bucks. Its size is, I think, perfect. I really liked its recommendation of putting that on the rearview mirror because then it's always there. And
Look at that, 28,000 people.
Yeah. Look, oh my gosh. It worked! Wow, what a review. What a review.
Yeah, now that, see, now that's someone who knows how to do a demo.
Yeah, no joke. That's crazy. Yeah, and so like in this situation, right, your car doesn't turn on. You're not going to be able to roll down the window to open the door. And the door is also smashed in and wedged in such a way that the door won't open. Well, you got to get out of the car. How do you do it? You kind of got to need one of these because of how the glass is, you know, tempered and laminated. This little tiny little thing is...
It shatters the glass, right?
Yeah, it has some sort of, I'm sure that it mentions it in the copy here, but it's, you know, a quartz or some type of tip that will completely just shatter all of that glass. And then what they have... It's funny because I went to go look for more photos. I was like, oh, they don't have any photos. They have 10 videos. What are these videos? It's just the glass being broken like over and over and over again. It seemed like, oh, well, maybe not. Here we go. There you go. Breaking the glass.
Wow.
There you go. Breaking the glass.
Wow.
You know? It breaks it so well that I'm like... Okay, as long as thieves don't get a hold of this, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, well,
exactly.
I guess that, well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boy, that's for 10 bucks.
Yeah,
I may just buy a car so I can have one of these.
I need a restraining apparatus just to cut out of it and break out of it.
Yes, exactly. Well, you got 20 feet of safety harness.
Exactly. Yeah, it rolled over here and then unraveled.
Oh, so now you can trip over.
Yeah, so now I have all this. I need to roll this all back up. There we go.
Yeah. So how did you break your leg? Oh, I fell over my safety harness.
Have you heard of safety belts? Well, they can kill, let me tell you.
Yes.
So there you go. The last of the automobile crappy corner. If you're a patron, you'll be voting on next month's theme. So please keep an eye out for the poll. It'll hit your Patreon feeds. And if you are not a patron, please consider signing up and supporting the show, and then you'll get to vote on the crappy corner polls. With that, let's head to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right. Our email is from Mad Frank, who happens to be in chat right now. Mad Frank is a devoted Mad fan. And you're going to see a turntable. I asked him about the turntable, and he said it's about 25 years old. He paid about $100. It's the Stanton STR8-20. I had one of those. But
oh, wow.
His video is about a most unique, well, you'll see. Watch his video.
Okie dokie. Here, I'm on the edge of my seat. That sounds interesting.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Chad. Hey, chat room.
Hi.
Mad Frank here.
Mad Frank.
A.K.A. Frank Schneider, A.K.A. Six McFly, A.K.A. D.B. Cooper. This isn't exactly a gadget, but I wanted to show you guys this. It was quite a record store find that I found. This is a single, a promotional only single. I don't think it was released as an actual single.
Oh my gosh.
By the band School of Fish. So you may remember their song, Three Strange Days. For three strange days, I had no obligation.
You know, I love promotional,
from the 90s,
like material so like this.
Not everybody would remember,
this is
but
so
they
cool.
put out this promotional single for the song on there called Wrong. And came with all these extras like postcards and bumper sticker and an invitation to like the record release party and stuff like that. But the cool thing is that this record actually plays Inside Out.
What?
So I wanted to show you that because I've never seen another record that did that. If you can think of another record that did, I'd really like to know. In any case, here we go with the record.
You put it on the inside and then it plays outward.
Yes.
Honestly, that's kind of cool because I always feel like putting down the needle at the edge is always difficult. But
yes.
Putting it in the middle is easier.
So he sped it up.
That is so cool.
Look at that. Isn't that amazing?
I love that records have become like so artistic that this is possible, you know? And have you, there's been holographic records and things like, there's like the craziest records nowadays.
Yes. And then it stops at the beginning.
The problem is it like won't lift the needle automatically.
Cool. So yeah,
things like, wait, what?
That works for promotion of the record, but it's completely impractical, right?
Yeah.
The only thing in terms of special effects on a vinyl album like that I've ever heard of, you know, would be like concentric tracks like the Monty Python Matching Tie and Handkerchief album has actually two concentric tracks, and it'll play either one, which is similar to the Mad Mystery record, which actually has eight concentric tracks.
Oh,
and,
wow!
You could end up
yeah, that was in a Mad special.
But in terms of albums
of
that play Inside Out, I'm really, really curious if anyone has ever heard of anything like that, you know, for any reason.
Oh, yeah. So
that's all for now. Good to see you guys. Bye.
That is incredible. Thanks, Mad Frank, for sending that over. Because, yeah, I mean, like, What an interesting, we love to talk about interesting gadgets. That is an interesting gadget.
That is bizarre, like, isn't it? Also, I love how he set the shot up. I don't know what that record player is on the top of a chest and he's down on the floor, and that's a great way to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very cool. And I love, gosh, I mean, just all the promotional stuff for any of the music industry things are... There's a few YouTube people or even record shops that will kind of go through a few artifacts, and gosh, I just love watching those videos. So, Mad Frank, that was really cool. That was really cool to see.
That was great.
Really cool.
So, Mad Frank gets the current issue of Mad. He said, "You don't have to send it to me because I already bought it." but if you want a copy of Mad autographed to you, we need more videos. Anything. This is a great idea. It involves a gadget, but it's super weird. So anything, old gadget, new gadget, something just bought and love, bought and hate. Our favorite is old technology that when you bought it, people would say, "Wow, that is astounding." And now it's like laughable. But you paid so much money for it when you bought it, you stuck it in the closet because you can't throw it away. Anything like that. Video, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal landscape. When you record it, put it up on YouTube. And when you upload it, there's a choice of a menu. Click on listed and just send us the URL from YouTube. And only people with the URL will be able to see it. mail@gizwiz.tv. And we can use another video. I think Mo sent something in, but we need more videos. mail@gizwiz.tv. Do it.
Do it. Now, with that, let's head into the letter. Now.
Oh, it's so funny. I mentioned Mo, and I forgot the letter is from Mo. Mo finds weird stuff. And Mo says, "Dick and Chad, would you guys wear this?" So take a peek at this weird gadget.
Okay. The Air Microclimate.
Oh, this almost looks like the What the Heck Is It, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wait, what? Oh.
It is.
Whoa. Okay, it's like a safety glasses plus. Wait, what? Well,
it purifies the air, I believe. Going.
It costs a lot of money.
Oh, wait a minute! I'm just looking.
$650.
Is that American money?
I think so. Yeah.
$600.
Yeah.
Mo, no.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't wear it. I don't understand. Like, the way that they're marketing it, it seems like it's for, it's like instead of an air respirator. Like, if you're doing labor that needs, what on earth? That need, you know, like if you were going to weld or, I love how one of the reasons that you should buy it is it's easy to purchase. Wait, what?
It seems like it's instead
of an error. It seems like, you know, like you kind of sometimes see, you know, people with the masks and you got
Yes.
So I guess instead of that, you could use, you know, this as like.
Yeah, but not for $650.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is like the pricing seems like it's set for that too. It's like normal people wouldn't. At first I'm thinking this is like a COVID era. like gadget. Keep the air.
So it says replacement battery. So evidently it's like cleaning the air too.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. The battery has to be doing something in there.
Actively pushing the air around instead of, I guess, your own breath. Yeah, I don't know how those other ones work. I wonder if this guy has anything to say about it. How long? This is a 5-minute video.
In the U.S., over 3 million people show up to toxic work environments. It's not their boss.
Oh, that's us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. That's toxic, but that's just, you know, our personalities. Not
that's
really.
That's yeah. And that mask will not protect
yeah,
you from
won't
that.
Won't protect us. Yeah. Yeah. It seems like it's you know obviously focused on a work environment situation. Yes. Interesting. Very interesting.
So Mo, don't put us down for two.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
Pass, we're
yeah.
Past
we're gonna pass. But maybe if I get into sandblasting. Or, you know, incredible welding. I might get one. I mean, I could see the appeal, right? Is those other things could be uncomfortable. I've heard that they get hot. Yeah. So I could imagine a battery powered electronic device that kind of gets rid of all those headaches. And for if I'm getting in that thing every day. $600 doesn't seem that bad. You know, it's $550 plus tax and shipping.
Yeah,
you know, or I guess it's more expensive than I remember already. You know,
evidently there are two models.
Yeah.
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 Anyway. Yeah. Commercial only. Commercial use only.
Very interesting. I kind of like these gadgets. These are like B2B gadgets. Like these are gadgets.
Yeah.
For the industry. I like it, Mo. Good find. Because we wouldn't be testing it unless it showed up at a Pepcom. So it's pretty cool.
It's correct.
Pretty cool. Awesome. Thank you, Mo, for that. And also thank you to our patrons at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single episode. Thank you. We love to take a moment of our show and always say thank you to our patrons over patreon.com/gizwiz. If you guys support the show, thank you so much. If you like the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. You can also head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, and there's a Patreon tab at the top of our website. You can click on that. Get the website loaded. And there is a big banner that'll take you to our Patreon page or a tiny little link to donate via PayPal. So however you donate, thank you so much for that. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. When we're live, the live stream will just update on the website. Please join the chat room and chat along with all of our fantastic folks there, a great community. And you can also see our past episodes there or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Also, head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder about a gadget, you can do so at gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? It's right there on the sidebar, and you gotta guess what this gadget is. And we're running out of time, right?
Oh, yes. You only have one more day.
Yeah. This is.
I can give you a hint. It didn't cost $650.
Yeah. It does look like one of those respirators, though. Absolutely.
It does. Yeah.
It's you're halfway there. Absolutely. I think I do know what this is, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a device to get a dents out of boats. Yeah, it's like a little suction cup.
Oh.
And, it'll pop those dents right on out of there. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, which I think may still be on the table. I don't think a lot of people actually got this gadget. And 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. Oh, and this is what you're playing for. The Mad Magazine signed by Dickie D.
December issue. Yep.
Himself.
Perfect.
Get on over there and play. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.